Sagt der Mishnah weiter, was sagt das Makkes, Perik Beis, Mishnah Vav, Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda says, Batchila, at first, when it first happened, when he killed someone b'shagig, so the instructions are, run first, ask questions later. Echad shagig, whether it was by mistake, v'echad mezid, or on purpose, makdim li ari miklat. The Ritzayach rushes to one of the ari miklat. Then Bezin looks into it, u'bezin shalchin, Bezin sends for him, u'mevi'in o'isoy misham, and brings him from there. And he goes through a court, goes through a trial. Mishan is chayiv misa be'bezin. In other words, Bezin determined that he killed someone b'mezid. And you have the edim, you have everything else that's necessary over here. A very difficult process, but l'maisa came out his chayiv misa, saharagu. They execute him. Shaloin is chayiv misa. If he's not sentenced to death, let's say Bezin determines that it was mamish an accident. It was something that happened that he couldn't do anything about. It's totally not his fault. Pitaru, he's totally potter. The goyal adam is not allowed to kill him either. Mishan is chayiv galus. If he's in that middle shoygeg thing, where we say, listen, you could have been more careful. He's not amazed, but you can't say it was a oinus. So under those circumstances, he's chayiv galus, like in the previous examples that we learned. So machzirin aysel makami, they return him to his place, in other words, to the ir miklat that he came from. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'heshivu aysel ha'eda el ir miklatai. And the congregation, meaning Bezdin, shall return this person who killed b'shaygek to the ir miklat, to the city of refuge that he ran to. Now how long does he have to stay there? He has to stay there until the Kohen Gadol passes away. But there's more than one type of Kohen Gadol. Echad Meshuach b'Shemen HaMishcha. Whether he's a Kohen Gadol that was anointed with the special Shemen HaMishcha. Originally, a Kohen Gadol was anointed, they smeared on him the special oil prepared by Moshe Rabbeinu. That was the Shemen HaMishcha. Toward the end of Bayis Rishon, the oil was hidden. And from then on, when it was determined someone becomes a Kohen Gadol, he became a Kohen Gadol by putting on the Big Day Kohuna, the eight begadim of the Kohen Gadol. Till now he wore only four begadim. Now we add another four. So echad meshuach b'shemen hamishcha. Whether it's a kohen gadol that received his position through the shemen hamishcha, the echad hamadubah b'begadim, or he assumed his position by adding on the extra begadim of the kohen gadol, but he didn't get the shemen hamishcha. The echad she'avra mimshichasai, or even someone who had once been a kohen gadol, but he didn't keep the position. Let's say you have a Kohen Gadol that was appointed to replace the regular Kohen Gadol, but only as a substitute. Let's say the regular Kohen Gadol became Tomei on Yom Kippur. So the Skan, the second Kohen Gadol, took his place. But after the first Kohen Gadol is mitayer himself from his Tumah, he gets back his job. And the substitute Kohen Gadol steps down, and he's no longer a current Kohen Gadol. But for the rest of his life, he's considered a Kohen Gadol in as much that when he passes away, the Ritzayach can go free. By all these three Kohanim Gedolim, the halach is when they pass away, Machzirin es haRitzayach. When they go to Olam Haba, that allows the killer to return from Galus. Now I know this because when the Torah tells us this halacha, that the Ritzayach leaves when the Kohen Gadol passes, the Torah mentions Kohen Gadol three times. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, Af Meshuach Milchama Machzir Es HaRitzayach. Meshuach Milchama is the Kohen who was anointed for war. He speaks to the soldiers before they go to battle. He gives them words of encouragement. He says, who can go home? Look, someone who just got married, and so on. And he's not Mamish HaKohen Gadol, but he has some of the halachis of the Kohen Gadol. Lefikach, therefore, because the Reitz Chaim were in a position that they were waiting for the Kohen Gadol to pass away. So Imoisein Shal Kohanim, the mothers of the Kohanim, Mesapkos Lehen Michye Uksus. They didn't want these people to daven that their sons should pass away. So they would supply the people that were in Galus with food and clothing in order to appease them. So that they would not daven for their sons, the Kohanim Gedolim, to pass away. Now what do you mean? Someone could stop daven, someone else should pass away? If that person is not Chayiv Misa, or it's not pashert for that person to pass away for whatever other reason, even if it's not because of an aveira. Let's say he's a tzaddik and his time came. But if a Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't decide it was time for him to leave, so someone's tefillah can make another person leave this world? So the Batanura explains from the Gemara, there's a little bit of a taina on the Kohen Gadol. In a way, they're also a little negligent. It's their job to plead mercy on their generation, that nothing should go wrong, that these types of accidents shouldn't happen. Weiter sagt die Mishnah, what if the Kohen Gadol passed away before someone who killed another Beshagig had a chance to go into Galus? So it depends. Mishanigmar dinai, if there really was a court case and Bezin decided that he has to go to Galus and then Mes Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol passed away, so he's in a way lucky. I mean, obviously this was the Hashgacha, that Hareza Einagoyle doesn't go to Galus at all. He was like freed by the passing of the Kohen Gadol even before he actually went to the Ari Miklat over here after the court case. But im achaloi nigmar din emes Kohen Gadol. He already killed someone b'shagik. But Bezin didn't finish the din to decide that he's taka mechuyev to go to Galus. And in the middle of the court case, or before the court case started, the Kohen Gadol passed away. Uminu achar tachter, when they appointed another Kohen Gadol in his place. And after the new Kohen Gadol is in his place, Nigmar Dinai, then Bezin finished the court case and said he has to go to Galus. So he can't say, oh, the Kohen Gadol passed away already. No, no. It's the Kohen Gadol that passes away after the Gemar Din. And Chayzer b'misasa shalsheni, he returns from Galus only when the second, newly appointed Kohen Gadol passes away. Okay, quickly chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. Perik Beis, Mishnah Vav, Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda said, the first thing that happens after the killing is everyone runs to the Ari Miklat. Mezit Shoigeg first get to the Ari Miklat. Bezin sends for him, and they investigate, and there's a court case. Yischaev Misa, Yischaev Misa. Of course, there has to be Edim and everything else that has to fall into place. We learned earlier that didn't happen too often, once in 7 years, once in 70 years. If he was not Chayev Misa, could be Stam, it totally wasn't his fault, then they pater him. And if he's Chayev Galus, he's returned to the Ari Miklat, and he has to stay there until the Kohen Gadol passes away, and it can be any one of three different types of Kehanim Gedolim. A Kohen Gadol that was anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha, or a Kohen Gadol that didn't have the Shemen HaMishcha anymore. He just put on the Big Day Kahuna, or even a substitute Kohen Gadol that was once Kohen Gadol. If any one of these three passes away, it doesn't make a difference if the other Kohen Gadol is alive, the Ritzayach leaves the Ari Miklat. Rabbi Yehuda said, even the Meshuach Milchama, the Kohen who talks to the soldiers, he also has this halacha that when he passes away, the Ritzayach leaves the Ari Miklat. And that's why the mothers of the Kohanim used to bring food and clothing to the people in Galus. They didn't want them to daven that their children should pass away. We explained it was somewhat of a taina on the Kohen Gadol that he should have been mispaled, that accidents like this should not take place. Then the Mishnah concluded by telling us that if the Kohen Gadol passed away after the court case was finished, that he's chayav Galus, he doesn't even have to go to Galus. He's already potter. But if the Kohen Gadol passed away before his court case was finished, that's when the Kohen Gadol passed away and they appointed someone else, he is only going to be freed from Galus when that second Kohen Gadol passes away.